Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He is a Jew. He's very funny. He wants more money and more mic time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your goy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your goy toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets.
Welcome to Clement Kush. Myself and the very talented Seth Kushner, who's back for the second time.
Hey,
I hope you're back for good.
Oh, I thought you meant the second. I was back for the second podcast of the week. Yeah, no, me too.
Because I mean,
it's almost my 90-day review, so we can talk about things.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to talk about some shit because it's been brought to my attention, and I think this is the forum that we can. I can really kind of maybe go off on it, or I can maybe deep dive into this particular topic. You didn't do anything, but you brought up something that you saw on chat or in a group or something like that, where.
People. I stay plugged in, Bubba, to what everybody's saying. I'm not afraid to read anything.
And thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you see now if they're mad about my podcasting table costing X, are they mad because I brilliantly jumped on the Trump train and emulated his shoes with my own little Bubba Army deal?
I think there's a section about that on this page, but I mean right now I'm staring at his comments about the podcast table.
Yeah. Listen, you gotta grind. You got to fucking grind when you don't have a big time. Hey, when I was with Cox my last time, I had $1 million a year, $1.5 million a year base contract.
Yeah.
I had another $500,000 in rating bonuses that I usually hit. I had $1,000 a month endorsement fee, and I didn't do personal appearances. Period. That's the deal I had. I don't have that sweetheart of a deal. I got, you know what, motherfucker, whatever you can generate for content and shake people down on and do merchandise and have a revenue sources, 10, 12, 13 different revenue sources while producing a syndicated morning show that's terrestrially heard on 7 radio stations.
These ducks are keeping the lights on, people.
They really and really are. And so I guess a guy was on a Bubba forum and said, can you believe that Bubba paid $5,000 for a podcasting table? Well, first of all.
Do you want the real quote or no?
Yeah, I do.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. All right.
By the way, Bubba Army merch or BubbaArmyStore.com. Go get, you only have a week to buy them, the Trump-inspired Air Bubba gold patriotic Bubba Army shoes complete with Fat Man dunking a donut.
How are those selling so far?
Pretty fucking good.
Are they?
Pretty damn good.
Good.
Hate
good.
To give you any numbers because it seems as though everybody's fucking keeping score on me.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Well, I know the numbers, and you're doing well on that one, so the people need to leave you alone. All right, here's the post. I'll leave the guy's name out for now, unless you want it. I could have made that dumb fuck any kind of table he wanted for $5,000 right here in Sarasota, Florida. He wonders why China is taking over the world.
All right.
There's a lot of comments under that. People reply.
Okay. All right, so let's hear the comments.
Someone goes, he thought he was spending $2,800. Big difference.
Yeah, you know what? That person's correct. I talked to you about this, and you know that I wasn't aware of the custom shakedown. I wasn't. I don't get on other stuff that I've had manufactured in China. I don't get shook down from the customs because it's based on weight. And because this thing weighed over, you know, with the box that they built and to ship it in and everything, because it weighed like 500 pounds, even though the desk probably only weighs 150. I entered into the customs shakedown. trust me. You know what, Seth? When I was at nauseam, we before you came back, we were looking at all types of podcasts on the air as part of content. We were looking at different podcasting tables, and you know, some domestically made, some made abroad.
Oh, thank God I'm back.
And we were looking at various tables, like kind of the Dale Earnhardt table that had the big wood and it had, you know, the four corners.
Jeez,
and then,
man.
And then a Joe Rogan where I sit right across from a guy. And then, you know, we looked at a lot of different podcasting options. And then this one popped up for $2,800. And I was like, fuck. And it had where the lights can go, and it has the Bubba Army logo built in and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, fuck. You know, everything else is about that price. And I bought it. And I bought it so that we can give our content a different look.
Yeah, we're going to separate the podcast
right,
from the regular show.
And where was that guy that lives in Sarasota or wherever the fuck he lives? Where was he when I spent 3 months at nauseam going through podcasting table options? In fact, Seth, I even had an assignment for every co-host, just like I had that ducking assignment. By the way, I loved yours. I absolutely loved yours.
Oh, thanks. I didn't really hear much about it, so I thought I fucked up. And then I saw it posted last night, and then everybody was like, let me kick that. So I was like, man, I went to the Cox parking lot.
When we played it, I put you over.
Okay. Thank you.
So thank you for that.
Yeah,
but
no
just
problem.
Like we had a ducking assignment, and we have various assignments from here to there. I had and I don't know if Rhett or Macho Man is listening to this. Maybe they can validate. Rhett or Macho Man, if you're there, please chime in. And if you're not, then they're probably not listening. They're doing work.
Yep.
But Rhett, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Did I not have, like, my favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Each employee, please submit a few podcasting table suggestions.
Yeah, you did. It was a round table. We did it on the air one time.
Yeah.
I think twice.
Exactly. Hey, thanks, Rhett. Appreciate it. Rhett's the only one who doesn't want any Bubba Army Fat Guy Dunkin' Donut shirts.
I don't blame him.
You don't want one either?
I want the people to buy them, Bubba.
Right, sure, thanks.
I don't want to steal a pair
and
of
so
size 14s.
I guess a guy is pissed off that I paid. Hey, listen, in full disclosure, If the place I got it made in China said it's $2,800, but you're going to spend another $2,000 and getting shook the fuck down in the customs game, do you think I would have bought it? And any purchase I've made, I have made to make the show look better, just since you were here last, look at the visual improvements we've made for the show in the studio.
Oh, I mean, you had a modern day garage sale going on in here, and now you know it looks like it's a place that you conduct a business of entertainment every day.
And we're kind of in flux right now because we're building the podcasting world out, and we have some other things that we're doing, so we're kind of in flux. But it really, really hurts. It pisses me off that the Bubba Army would say that and start and now they're trying to keep score. Do you not want us to be successful? Do you not want us to have the ability as a company to have a few thousand dollars to be able to buy the necessary equipment for us to look the best that we can?
I just think.
Or do you just want us to be a fucking audio only terrestrial show with some cheap ass fucking cameras that repurposes it on YouTube?
I just think pocket watching is a bad look, whether it's for another adult or a business. I just feel like, you know, hey, you know, Bubba's been doing this for a long time. He wants to continue to invest in the show, which is what you've done. It's why you're ahead of the digital game. And, you know, I think the table looks great, man. Did you get a little fucking hosed on it?
Yeah.
Sure, but, you know, we're going to use the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
so.
I got hosed. And you know what, motherfucker, that could have built it for $800 in Sarasota? Suck my dick.
Oh, no.
Because where the fuck were you when I spent 2 months trying to find the right table? And in fact, if you really want to get fucking crazy, see the fucking real high-dollar chairs back there that look expensive? Those are my sister hand-me-downs from her fucking dinner table when she fucking moved. They didn't cost me nothing. Meanwhile, regular podcasting chairs that look like that are about $250 a chair. So I scrimp and I scrape and I save where I can. Do you see me having a fancy? I have a truck that my sister co-signed. I have a 2012 smart car and a 2004 fucking police Crown Vic that I bought at the auction for $800 that I happened to be able to get my buddy Adam from Fenderworks to paint it, and it looks a little cooler. But really, it's an $800 fucking dollar fucking Crown
Vic. Don't downplay your very impressive car collection, Bubba. It could be on fucking cribs.
Yeah.
For rednecks.
So, exactly. So for a guy to sit here and fuck with me because I have a $5,000 podcasting table, trust me, I didn't buy a $5,000 podcasting table. I bought a $2,800 one.
Should we start saying that we got a $2,800 podcasting table?
No, I think we tell them to suck our dick and stop keeping fucking score. And by the way, don't forget those new sneakers we got up on BubbaArmyMerch.com.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying.
What size?
And those are only available for another week. I shut the availability to buy those things down at 5 p.m. next Tuesday. And then I'm putting my order in. I'm to one-time run. And we're out of here, motherfucker.
And you've really
sold. Whether I sold fucking 50 or 500.
You've really sold some already?
There has been. Here, I could text you. I mean, yeah, you're Johnny.
No,
you're Johnny's scorekeeper.
I'm not keeping score. I'm
this
genuinely.
This is how many we have sold. As of this morning, as of about an hour
ago.
How
much are they?
They're $149.
Okay.
And
what are the real Trump shoes? 400?
Yeah, they're 400. The regular Trumps are 400. That's how many I've sold.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Don't get too excited, Bill.
Okay. Well, that's why we get.
Oh, we suck.
No, we need to talk. just about, you know, you and I. That's a nice, that's pretty impressive,
Shut
man.
Shut the fuck up about you and I. I'm taking such good care of you. So don't, and you know what? Your blessings will come.
I'm at my 90-day review.
And they continue to come. So stop shaking me down.
It's not a shakedown.
I got a constant mindset of working you more and more and more, and you will be full-time by a month. So just don't fuck with me, okay? I'm in a bad mood right now because I got motherfuckers that don't want to see me better myself. What? You just want, I mean, like, do you just want us just to do all of our podcasting from this radio setting that we're in right now? Or do we want to have, you know, a bona fide podcasting set? I mean, listen, Seth is all in podcasting. He's all up in that shit. That's his world. He's taking our podcasting wing over. And I think that this table might give him the ability to pull off some better podcasting. Maybe better guests, maybe a better look, certainly a different look than our radio look.
My man Craig's finally out of jail, so I think I'm going to bring him in here tomorrow, Thursday, to record our first podcast.
Perfect.
Operation Pigmentation. Bubba, if you want, you know what? I don't want to go too deep into what the people are saying, but
I want to know what to...
There's like, another thing. There's another issue.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Of course you don't know where to put the ducks on these Jeeps because they're the wrong size. If you look in the windshield of the Jeeps, already have ducks. They're not the big bathtub ones. Like, they're supposed to be little, so you stick it behind the door handle. Chaz just said your ducks fucking suck. What do you want to say to him? Nine people like that.
This is what I want to say. Everybody can fuck off, and the show's over.
Oh, no!
He is a
fuck
dude.
You guys.
He's very funny.
God.
He wants more money.
I grind, and I have the QR code so that they hit it with their phone, and it takes it to Bubba Army HQ so I can recycle them into that world. People that don't even know about me. And I do that wrong, too. It sounds like we got a bunch of fucking haters.
Are the ducks the right size, though? I don't know.
I don't give a fuck about the ducks.
He's not your boy, toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets when his daughter's around.